The LSF was established. At least what I can say is that the role has evolved and that the mandate has sort of expanded. The LSF was established at the time where vulture funds were very active on the African continent. And the African Legal Support Facility was established as an instrument to help African governments defend themselves against predatory activities of vulture fund on the continent. So the LSF's mandate was then sort of tweaked to cover advisory support to African governments, but also capacity building to ensure that the choices that governments make and the options that governments take in concluding complex legal agreement, binding agreements, that those choices be better informed, and as importantly, that the legal capacity be built within African governments to avoid some of the gaps or the shortfalls.
What has been the responses or the effectiveness of this mandate so far, and what has been the reaction of governments that you support across the continent?
The responses has been very positive, and the number of requests for assistance that we've been receiving has significantly increased over that period. So the LSF started out as a sort of mini project within the African Development Bank. As much as we are, you know, an independent organization, we have strong ties with the African Development Bank. And the LSF grew as a 50-plus staff organization with over 150 active projects, over 350 projects that have been closed, more than $150 million that has been approved and committed to operations across the continent and support to African governments. So that is to say that the response has been growing and is still growing.
Talking about consolidation and accelerating or moving forward, talk to me about the ALF's operating model.
We provide two kind of services. The first one is, as I was saying, advisory services. So we act as legal advisors to governments, you know, for specific transaction, be it in the mining sector, in the infrastructure, by way of PPP sector, anything around natural resources, so that's mining, oil and gas, but also sovereign debts and sovereign finance. And we also happen to assist African government with very complex litigations where the needs arises. So that these are the four or five sectors in which we intervene. So we provide transaction advisory services, but also capacity building. And by capacity building, I mean training, the provision of toolkits, handbooks, anything that is useful for government officials to be equipped with what it takes for them to be able to sit across the table with, you know, very sophisticated lawyers coming from the private sector.
Olivier, you touched briefly on the financing of the organization or the ALSF, but what are the funding prospects briefly before you go?
Let me first say that in addition to the African Development Bank, we also source funding by way of grants from, you know, international donors, and, you know, some of them have been very committed towards the ALSF. But of course, as you can imagine, in a global context, that is quite difficult. What we're trying to do at the ALSF is to secure the funding that we require to be able to plan our actions, our interventions in countries for the longest period possible.